Siddur number 7 is generally sponsored by the Mueller family in memory of Joyce's father, Robert Siegel, Lezer Reuven ben Yitzchak Halevi. And we are learning Tachlin, we're going through the Shomer Yisrael's last night. We talked about the difference between the first and the second, Ha'omrim Shema Yisrael, and Ha'mayachadim Shimcha, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. They seem to overlap and be one and the same, and yet there are differences between them. We quoted, I think, four opinions about the differences between them, which brings us to the second Shomer Yisrael. That begins Shomer Goy Echad, Shmor She'iris Am Echad. We invoke, we ask Hashem, Shomer Goy Echad, the protector of Goy Echad. Now you can understand the words Goy Echad in one of two ways. Goy Echad means we are a singular nation. We are unique. We are distinct. We are different than others. Or Goy Echad can mean we are one. We are united. We're not divided in any way. We are together. Shmor She'iris Am Echad. We ask Hashem, the protector of the She'iris, the remnant of our unique nation, Hamiyachadim Shemcha, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, who are the ones who proclaim the uniqueness, the oneness, the unity of Hashem's existence. Shomer Goy Echad, the Sefer Haras HaTfila points out that this is related to what we say in Shabbos Mincha. Shabbos Mincha, we say, Mika Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Who are like the Jewish people? Goy Echad Ba'aretz. That same language, Shomer Goy Echad, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. What does it mean? Shekol HaKlal Yisraelim Keivarim Beguf Echad. The whole Jewish people were like separate limbs of one body. We're all united. We're one and the same. Ko Yisrael Ariv Zelazeh. Davar She'eno Kayim Ba'umos. Says the Aras HaTfila, you look around at the other nations of the world, there's wonderful, there's patriotism, there's pride, but that level of connection isn't felt in anyone else. We are a Goy Echad. We are singular and unique in that way. In that way. Shomer She'iris Am Echad, the Malbim says, why do we shift from Shomer Goy Echad, Goy, a nation, to Shomer She'iris Am Echad? Says the Malbim, Am is a higher level even than Goy. Goy is a nation. Goy is the word used for a people, a nation. And Am represents a people with a mission, a people with a purpose, a covenantal people. Misalevichik writes the word Am comes from the word Im. When are we a nation? When are we Am? When are we a people? When we're Im, when we see ourselves together, interconnected, having a shared destiny with those around us. But even if we fail to rise to the level of Am, Al Yovad Goy Echad, even if we're not an Am, even if we're only a Goy, nevertheless, Hashem, don't forget about us. Don't abandon us. Don't lose us. Why? Because we're Miyachadim Shimcha, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. If what unites us is not an Am or a Goy, but a Goy, who declare the uniqueness or unity of your existence, that should be enough. So I was thinking when I saw this insight in the Aras HaTfila, Shomer Goy Echad means we are unique and distinct in the unity that we have, this notion that we're separate limbs of one body, or that Ko Yisrael Ariv Mizbezeh Bezeh, it reminded me of an insight connected to a historical event. The historical event goes back to March 1911, when Menachem Mendel Bayless was falsely accused of taking and killing a Ukrainian boy who had disappeared, a 13-year-old Ukrainian boy had disappeared on his way to school, and his body was found mutilated, and Mendel Bayless, who was a father of five children, was arrested and spent 2 years in trial, awaiting the trial and the trial itself, and he was accused. He was accused of murdering this child, and he was put on trial. The trial was very prominent because he wasn't the only one on trial. By extension, essentially, the Jewish people were on trial. And in that trial, was right after Yom Kippur, October 1913. In that trial, those who accused him invoked the passage of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Kevrem shel nochem eina metamim. The non-Jewish corpses, their graves, don't contaminate. They don't transmit tumah. Why? Because based on a pasuk that uses the word Adam, atem kriyim Adam, einu musa olam kriyim Adam. We, the Jewish people, the word Adam is appropriate for us, but Adam, man, the nations of the world, that's not an appropriate term. So the antagonists, those who had arrested him, the prosecutors, they said, you see this Gemara's evidence. Jewish people are a bias, and they don't care about non-Jewish life. They don't value it. And certainly Mendel Bayless is guilty of this crime. He murdered this young boy. Rav Meir Shapira Zatzal, great Rav, Rosh Hashiva, founder of Yeshiva of Lublin, the Daf Yomi, So he was aware of this trial, as were others. He anticipated they would invoke this Gemara in that way, and he told the rabbi who was dealing and helping Mendel Bayless that he should explain in court the following. The word Adam, how do you say Ish in plural? Anashim. How do you say Gever in plural? Gvarim. How do you say Adam in plural? There is no plural for the word Adam. Why? Because that notion that there is no plural description, but we are all one and our lives are intertwined, and we rise and we fall, people falsely accuse or they celebrate, but we are one single organism. We all go together. That word Adam uniquely applies to us. And they made the argument. Are there any other people? They said Jews around the world are following this trial. Now, why should a Jew who doesn't live, who doesn't come from the hometown of Mendel Bayless care? A Jew is put on trial and the whole Jewish world everywhere stops, and they gather and they daven and they send money to help him, his legal team, and they come outside the courtyard and they rally on his behalf. Why? Strangers who don't know him, aren't related to him, aren't connected, who come from elsewhere, because we're called Adam, no one else is called Adam. Not in a biased, discriminatory, superior way, we're greater, we are Adam, they're not. But because that word Adam, there is no plural for it. That idea that goy echad ba'aretz, we are a goy echad, we are a singular people, and we're different limbs or organs of the same body. And when one Jew is put on trial, Jews everywhere feel it and are concerned about it and care about it and contribute to it. That is the uniqueness of us. And that's the second line of the Shomer Yisrael that we're invoking. Shomer goy echad Hashem, protect a goy echad. We're unique and distinct and we're united and we are together. And even if we have our disagreements, of which there are no shortage, and many of them are significant and important, ultimately we know our destiny is intertwined together.